Well, good morning, everybody. This is an awesome day, isn't it? In case you're wondering why we're here today we're going to celebrate God's faithfulness to us individually and together. God has been faithful through so much stuff in the last 10 years, and yet here we are, this little church in this neighborhood for His reasons. Amen? I don't know if you guys noticed the picture that we put up on. When you walk out of here today, you'll see a picture hanging on that pillar just on the other side of it. And that makes it crystal clear why we're here. We are in this neighborhood for this neighborhood. And so that's a picture of our church from maybe about 400 feet up in the air, picture of our church in this neighborhood. So as we leave here, every Sunday when we leave here, the last thing we're going to see is a reminder of why we're here in the first place. Amen? Awesome. Well, let me open with prayer, and then we'll say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, we just thank You so much for Your faithfulness to us individually, as families, as this church, Lord. All of us have gone through so much, and we're standing here today declaring, because of Your great love and because of Your faithfulness, we're here. And so, Lord, today as we worship together, as we fellowship together, we get in the Word, and as we put on the feed bags downstairs later, God, we ask for Your blessing on all of this. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, in case you haven't heard, right after church, we're going to have a meal right downstairs in the other fellowship room, and it's homemade pasta and homemade sauce, garlic bread, salad, followed with cake. It's going to be awesome. So I hope you're hungry, and if you're not, I hope you're hungry by then. So let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. If you want to get your announcement out, or your bulletins out, I just want to highlight a few announcements. Just about all the information you need is right here in our bulletin. So I just want to point out that next Saturday is the Great Lakes Region Conference, with the whole prophetic gifting team will be there. So the cost is $15, and they're asking that we go online to CFC in Sturgis. That's Christian Fellowship Center in Sturgis. And you can register right there. You can pay for it and all that. That way they have an idea of the head count for the meal and everything else that they're going to be doing there. On October 2nd, from 10 a.m. till the next day when church starts at 10:30, we're going to do a 24-hour prayer. And next Sunday I'll have a sign-up sheet so you can sign up for an hour or two or however long you might want to. So that'll be a good time. I think we all know that our country needs a lot of prayer right now. Our schools need a lot of prayer right now. The police, us, our families, in 24 hours we can cover a lot of that stuff. So that sign-up sheet will be in the foyer next Sunday. Life groups have started up. We had, I know we're a small church, but I like math. And so I like percentages, because percentages are the same for everybody, whether you're a church of 1,000 or a church of 10. And so the first week that we got life groups back in the houses, we're at over 50% participation. That's awesome. Praise God. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out for that and added to the groups. Every single person's important in that group. It's not just the leader and whoever shows up. The group is important because the group is there. So that's the midweeks, and of course the Thursday life groups, the midweek groups. Nothing's meeting this week. It's every other week while we're still in September. October will start every single week. So we just had life groups this week. There's none this coming week. And with that, can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Yeah, amen. Do you know, in the last year and a half or so since COVID hit, a lot of churches have had to close their doors because of numbers down and participation, and some of their members had less money in that. And a lot of churches have had to actually close the door or cut way back. And I just want to tell you guys, God is so faithful, and we have such a spirit of giving that since COVID hit, our giving has gone up. Amen. Praise God. That doesn't accidentally happen. Nobody gives money away because their feet feel good, right? It's because we were stirred by God to give. And so I just want to say thank you, Lord, and thank you to all you for responding faithfully to God. Heavenly Father, we pray for this offering today. 10 years we've been here, God. Wow, 10 years. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you for every single day, for every single week, every single month, all 10 of these years. It's your goodness. It's your great love for us, your great grace on us. Lord, it's you that's made all this possible. And not only was it possible, but we've actually flourished and been blessed under your loving care for these 10 years. So, Lord, we ask that you'd bless this offering, that you'd multiply it, that you'd increase it. And, Lord, I pray that you would bless the givers so that their lives are different from other people who never give to you. Would you please do that? Make them an example of their faithfulness mixed with your faithfulness. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Or, and if you're not sure where they are, we'll just start it all over and everybody can give again. Double blessing. Well, before we worship, I thought in between offering and worship would be a good time to just ask a few people to come up and give testimonies. I talked to them during the week. They got their testimonies ready. So we're going to start out with my wife. So, Jeanette, would you come up and share a little something?
Good morning, everyone. It's really awesome to see you all. I have a testimony of God's faithfulness. This isn't my personal testimony, but yet it is because it affects all of us. So, God's faithfulness. First of all, we start with the miracle that brought us all here. We were in a different building 10 years ago, and 10 years ago? So we were praying for a church that was in a neighborhood. So we prayed for God to sell our building. And it's kind of hard to sell a church building while you're still having church. But God did a miracle, and he brought a buyer without putting it on the market. That's a miracle. Sorry, I got notes. So then we sold the building. Now we needed a church to go into. So Mike and the other elder at the time just did some driving around. We looked at a few churches, and the other elder said, here, let me take you by a church that kind of like what we have the idea of. And he drove past this church, and lo and behold, it was for sale. Another miracle. So we just praise God for that. He put it in our hearts to be in a neighborhood, and he made a way where there seemed to be no way. So the summer of 2011, all the involvement of everyone getting it ready for our first Sunday on 9/11/11, and we just really felt that was a redemption of the 10-year anniversary from the towers. So we just really felt that was a redeeming time for the country and for our church. It had much significance. In these 10 years here in this church, we have seen growth, maturity, challenge, miracles of God's greatness, and things that seemed impossible, yet God made a way. We've seen Bible studies, youth groups, youth trips, Christmas plays, harvest festivals, summer festivals, garage sales, neighborhood sales, baptisms, weddings, showers, funerals, baby dedications. So we are witness to that, and that is a testimony of God's greatness that he's done in our presence, in our church body. And we have seen people come through these doors, many people. Some have stayed, and some have left. But the doors are always open, and all that came through these doors were encouraged and heard the true gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. All felt the love and acceptance here, regardless of their stage of life. There are greater days ahead, and God is not finished here. Those were the glory days. There's glory days to come. So, we are still here. I'm going to get choked up here. We are still here, and we'll continue to be God's church in the neighborhood and for the neighborhood, coming against the power of darkness by shining God's glorious light and presence, keeping this church open, plowing through the hard soil, planting the seeds, and ready for the harvest.
Thank you, Jeanette. Andy and Denise, would you like to come up?
So we started the building here, well, actually a little bit before we came here. We got married about 16 months before we came here in the old building. So we were past our honeymoon stage. And to say the least, it was a little rough. For anybody that doesn't know, I have my daughter Cassie, and she has a son named Mason that grew up here. But we all kind of had our own ideas of how it was going to work, and none of them were the same. And we pulled in a lot of different directions, and it was a rough start to begin with, blending all of our stuff together, and it wasn't a very easy start for us. But God remained faithful in all of that and brought us through all of it, and we all had to change, we all had to grow.
He's still bringing us through. We're still dealing with struggles, but every day is a new day. And we're making it. So through all of that, we remained faithful and continued to serve in some capacity, despite not wanting to come to church some Sundays, not wanting to be a youth group leader. We started with cleaning. Then we were greeters, coffee ministry. I served in the nursery. Then I moved to children's church. Andy was a deacon. Now I'm on the worship team, and now, just as of a few months ago, we're elders, which is something. Yes, it's great. And grandparents. Yeah, that's great too. So we did start the youth group here at this church after Cassie, our oldest, graduated from children's church here, and there really wasn't anything going on, and that kind of grew huge. I mean, at one point we had, I don't know, like 18 kids that were coming here. It was great. And we really enjoyed that. Also, during the last 10 years, we both got a promotion in our job, so we were blessed that way as well. We went from our children, leaving our home, coming back to our home, leaving our home, coming back to our home, leaving our home, being empty nesters, finally adjusting to that, and now we have back in our home. So we're readjusting to that, which is fine. So the great thing about that is that we've been able to renew our relationship with our daughter and got to meet our grandchild after a year and a half of not having any contact. So out of all of that, I'm going to get teary. That's been such a huge blessing, and I'm so very thankful for that.
So the main thing that brought us through all of this is just our church family backed us through all of this, gave us advice, support. We've met with Mike and Jeanette for counseling a couple times every week. Several hundred times. They babysit our kids. They've mentored our children. Mike actually took Mason to Haiti. And you want to talk too? And through all of that, you've supported us and just helped us grow into what we are today. And we couldn't have done it without all of you. And it's just the biggest blessing we have in our life. And we really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, you guys. Sabrina, you were color commentary. Praise God. Tammy, are you ready to come up?
Good morning, everyone. It's so good to see all of you. How exciting. Well, Jeanette said a lot of the things that I was going to say, but probably said them more eloquently than me. So for those of you who don't know, I've been in this church forever. I 10 years ago, I actually was the secretary or administrative assistant to Mike. We have a long, we have a long history together with all of us. And it's been, I know I can read his body language. I can be like, hey, yep, I gotta go, better go take care of that. Like, you get to know people so well. They become your brothers and sisters, and you know how to read them, and you know, like, when they're struggling. So you don't have to really always go up and say, hey, how's your day? Because you know how their day is. That's what it means to be in a family, and that's what it's been like here. I'll go on a different angle about God's faithfulness to us and just remind some of us what God has done for us. But thinking back about everything that's happened this year, we've seen marriages. I think about Ben and Melanie, how they able to come through so much, and now they're married. They're happily married and doing great. So that's awesome. Mike and Jeanette have seen restoration in their family. They have sisters coming here. We've prayed for whatever happens. I mean, we're praying. We're still praying. We're believing God is not done yet in that, and we're seeing restoration. We've seen restoration in Mary's family. You know, all of the times that you didn't see your siblings and how you got restored, and yeah, things have been up and down for you, but God in his faithfulness. We've walked with Orin and Natalie through some things that they've had in their family. Lois and Brad, Paul and Cindy, as Denise said, Denise and Andy. I know for me, the past 10 years have been challenging years for me and my family. To say the least, the past 5 have been really, really hard. However, I have a family that you guys are supportive of me in a way that my extended family never could be. So you stand in that for me. When I was having financial difficulties, people helped me. You know, that. So there's been a lot of things. And then for, like, growth and stuff, it's like we have done a lot. We have learned the word. We've heard the word. We have learned the word. We've had Bible studies, several Bible studies. We have ladies' group. One of the joys of my life was to have the young teenagers group. They're like, right now, they're making that decision of which way they should go. And I know that we planted the word of God in them. And one day we'll see them back here. But we all know that when we choose to follow the Lord, we've learned that it's not always easy and that there are struggles along the way. And this has been on my heart. So this is Isaiah 49, verse 14. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may not forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. God is not done in your life, and he's not done in this neighborhood. We have so much to do. We can't look back at the past. We have to step forward into the future and let God do what God wants to do, and let's be a part of it together.
Thank you, Tammy. Well, thank you, everybody, for sharing your testimonies. Can I have the worship team come up?
Good morning, everyone. Will you please stand for the call to worship? Kind of a different thing. We have never done a call to worship, but today I'm going to do one. I'm going to read from Hebrews 10, 19 through 25. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswerving to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Let's all pray. Lord, as we just enter into the most holy place, we thank you, Jesus, that you are the new and living way, that you sit on an everlasting throne, ever interceding for us. So, Lord, right now in this place, we draw near to you, full of faith through the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing you are the sovereign, most holy God. As we enter into these next 10 years and beyond, let us stand united. Lifting each other up. Yeah. Encouraging, loving, and growing up together. Lord, let us spur one another to step forward into all you have for us. Let us boldly walk forward to witness of your great salvation until your magnificent day, the coming, your return. Yes. In your mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Coming up the wind, changing hearts and
And we're going to do a video for this next song, and then we're going to do it again without the video.
I am surrounded on every side, can't see the light of day, but I am persuaded beyond all hope, you won't let go of me. I stake my claim on every word you say, you will not be late. I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God. You're faithful, God. Darkest of weather, though I can't see, I still believe you're good. So I'm moving forward through crashing waves. I know I'm safe with you. You hold my life, you hear my cry with every breath inside. I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God. That's who you are. Your promises will hold together, and I will dwell in the hope of your love forever. I am convinced that your promises will hold together, and I will dwell in your love. I will sing you. Even against I worship you.
Heavenly Father, we just love songs like that, that we can declare to ourselves, we can declare to everyone around us, we can declare to the heavenlies, and we can declare to you who we really believe you are. And you are our personal way maker, miracle worker, and promise keeper. And because of that, Lord, we can count on you in every situation. Whether what we're looking at makes sense, whether what we're feeling seems right, no matter all that stuff, no matter what the devil throws at us, no matter what life might throw at us, no matter how other people treat us, we can rest in your love and your grace and your mercy, because you are our way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. And Father, as we look at a story in the New Testament, story about redemption, story about a broken life and someone that other people made bad choices and they made bad choices until finally they were just all balled up and nowhere to go. And yet Jesus came, had one conversation and changed this person's everything. Father, I pray that today as we celebrate your 10 years of faithfulness to us, that we'll also celebrate our personal redemption through Jesus Christ. And I don't think there's anyone here that's exactly 10 years to the day. Lord, all of us are going to still celebrate the fact that you have just been so faithful in redeeming our lives. Thank you, God. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, the one and only risen Savior, amen. Go ahead and be seated, everyone. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Man. Special shout out to our guest drummer. Thank you. Well, I'd like to release the kids now at this time and the children's church workers.